Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How You Become Righteous Already in Progress.
Doing this, and I have nothing that I can do about it. There's nothing I can do. I say, you have no idea who you are in Christ. You don't have a clue that you've been given all power and all authority over the enemy. I said, you can pray. You can come against the enemy. You can change that girl or that boy. You can do anything. God's given you the power through prayer. All power is given to us over the devil and his demons, and we don't even know it. And so that's why we get beat up on all the time. So, wow. But according to this scripture, and if you'll do everything and diligently seek the Lord, under the law, I will put none of these diseases upon you. Now, if I could walk in obedience to God's word, according to this scripture right here in Exodus 15:26, if I could walk in obedience to God's word and walk in love and do what he says, according to that one scripture, if I was living under the law, how much sickness should I have in my entire life? None. That's exactly what that said, isn't it? He's exactly right. If you walk in obedience, now what if I get out of my love walk? What if I do break God's law? What if I don't diligently seek him? Now what can the devil do to me? He can do it. God's going to make me sick, isn't he? Yeah, so, I mean, we just look at this. Now, let's go to Exodus 23:25. Let's look at that. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. If we walk in love, now this is law, but this is what's available under law. And the promises under the new covenant is better, far better. So if we under the law could obey God's rules and walk in love, even there's another one that says he will take sickness away from the midst of you. If God takes sickness away from the midst of you, how much sickness should you have? None. So here again, you can see that if you are sick today, if you need to be prayed for to get well, you see the importance of getting rid of your sin. You want to get rid of your sin. You want to confess whatever. And you know what that sin may be in some of you? Some of you, it may just be unbelief. The sin of unbelief under the new covenant. If you don't believe with no doubt in your heart, it won't work for you. You've got to believe. So, and then let's look at Deuteronomy 7:15. One more under the law. We've looked at two so far under the law. Well, let's look at Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord, if we do all the things he said up above, and then we get to verse 15, and if you do all those things, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of these evil diseases of Egypt which you have removed upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. So if you obey God, there's three sets of scriptures where he said if we obey him and do what he says, he will take sickness away from the midst of us. Is that right? If God says he'll take sickness away from the midst of us, if we obey him and do what he says under the old law, we're not supposed to ever be sick. Never. So if you take the new covenant, which is made up of better promises, and you realize you're a son, and you confess your sin as a son or a daughter, how much do you think, how many times should you be sick? Never. Yeah, there's no, like Dave said there a while ago, under grace there is no sickness. As long as you're walking in love, but you got to walk in love. And you got to obey God's rules. You got to do what he says. But if you walk in love, you won't have to worry about that. It's just amazing. The number of things that God put in his word that he says we can, what we can do and how we can do it, and we just won't do it. But if God said in his word, all you got to do is just lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. How much simpler could you make that? Isn't that simple? Just lay hands on the sick. Pray the prayer of faith. I got tickled at Kim and Scott. They came out of the Catholic Church. And they came here, and lo and behold, she had a back problem for years. And we prayed for her, and she wouldn't even come down. I invited people to come down to be prayed for. She wouldn't even come down. She's afraid that she'd fall down or something. So she stayed back there at the back, and I prayed for people up here, and the power of the Holy Spirit healed her back there sitting there at her seat all by herself. She got completely healed of back problems, and that's been years ago, and she's never had another back problem. God wants to heal his people. He does not want his people to be sick. But you have to believe. You have to believe. And so that's what he wants. So let's go in the scripture to Matthew 8, 16, and 17. And first of all, go to Matthew 8, 13. Do Matthew 8, 13, then we'll go to 16. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so shall it be unto you. And his servant was healed in the same hour. You notice what happened there? What did this man do when he went to Jesus and asked the centurion and asked for his servant to be healed? And he said, Jesus told him, as you have believed. As you have believed. In other words, the man said, I know if you pray for my son, he will be healed. I know it. Jesus said, as you have believed. So when you're prayed for, is it important that you believe? It's very important that you believe. And the servant was healed in the same hour. Then verse 16 and 17. Let's go to verse 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with demons or devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that was sick. Verse 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, he took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Now, if Jesus has already taken your sickness, if he's already bore it, should you have to bear it? No. Just receive what he's already given you. Remember, this is not the old covenant. This is a new covenant. So he has already healed you on the cross 2,000 years ago when he paid that price. All you got to do is repent of your sin and believe, and you will get healed. And just use any one of these things. I mean, the laying on of hands or the prayer of faith. There's all kinds of promises in this book. But never forget, when you claim a promise and you stand on it, worship and praise the Lord. And I'm going to tell this one last story, and then we're going to start praying for y'all. Cheryl here a while back had a tooth or bridge that came loose in her mouth on one end, and so it was clicking. So she was going to go down to the dentist and have the dentist pull the bridge off and re-glue it. Well, she went down there, and he tried and tried and tried to get this bridge off, and he couldn't get it off. The other end was stuck really good. And so finally Cheryl told him, said, hold it, I've got to call my husband and have him pray for me. So she called me and told me what the situation was. So I prayed and asked the Lord to take that thing off of her tooth. And he tried another 10 minutes, and she said, wait a minute, I got to call him again. So she called me a second time, and I prayed again. And then I didn't hear from her anymore until I got home. And I said, well, how did it go? She said, it didn't come off. I said, what? It didn't come off. She said, no, honey, he could not get it off. Huh. So me and Eldon, we went to get some furniture, and as we were coming back, I said, Lord, what was the problem? I prayed for my wife, and she didn't get healed. Now, I expected it to happen the first time, George.
That's right.
And that's what we should expect, right? But it didn't happen. And so I'm thinking, what did I do wrong? And so I said, Lord, please tell me what I did wrong. And I was barely did hear over here on the side, praise. He didn't jump up and say, praise me. He just said, praise. I said, oh, maybe that's what I didn't do. And so I said, Eldon, I guess I didn't praise the Lord enough. I said, so I'm going to praise him for taking that bridge off of Cheryl's teeth. I started praising. Eldon started praising him. He's driving down the road. He got his feet up against the steering wheel. and holding his hands up in there, said, Lord, Thurman and I praise you for taking that bridge off of Sheraldson Tooth. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Both of us are doing the same thing. We drive along there for 10 miles. All of a sudden, my phone rings. Honey, what are you doing? I said, well, we're praising the Lord for taking that bridge off of your mouth. She said, I knew it. The thing just fell off of my mouth. Now, isn't that something? What does it? When everything else fails, maybe we need to praise him a little more, huh?
Amen.
Does he love praise?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. He's worthy of your praise. Okay, the prayer warriors. I want the prayer warriors to stand up. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for y'all. Scott, we got a couple of girls back there, prayer warriors. Sharon, Jenny, Dave, and Mike and Gracie is back there somewhere.
Kim and Scott.
Okay, so these people that are standing, these are the people you need to go to for prayer. And Cheryl and I will be up here at the front, but we want to pray for everybody before you leave. And if you don't need prayer, well, you're going to be dismissed here in a minute to get you some more CDs, DVDs, or just shop around or talk or whatever you want to do. But if you do need prayer, we will be here to pray for you. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this healing school day. I thank you, Lord, for everybody that came. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to bless them and you're going to use them mightily when they go back home to wherever they live. You're going to use them mightily to heal the sick and to do great things for the kingdom of God. Lord, they need to realize that you're waiting on us. It's not us waiting on you. You done your part 2,000 years ago. Now you're waiting on us to do something for the kingdom. So spur us on, Lord, this week as we go and do things for the kingdom. Now, Lord, as people come forth to be healed, or be prayed for, I thank you that you've already healed every one of them on the cross 2,000 years ago. Now you're going to do a great and mighty work in all these people's life, and you're going to use them all mightily for your kingdom as sons and daughters. Help them to remember they are righteous and they are sons and daughters. Thank you, Father, for healing them all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How You Become Righteous, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.